Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They call in Coach. They call in Doc. They call him Lowe. They call him the Love Guru. Sometimes they call him Professor. Without further ado, I bring before you the voice of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Make it do what it do. Get ready to talk and communicate and interact with me. I'm excited about that. And truly, truly, why you said, why would I take time, Dr. Smith, to check out the Love Cafe? Because it's the real love talk show that soothes your appetite, whatever your appetite might be. And we're going to talk about this cafe and this menu. And the title of tonight's show is Love Must Be Transparent. So that's one of the biggest things we encounter. People are not willing to be transparent. They have to realize when you give love, it's a gift to somebody. But to be in love with them is a whole different ball game. We want to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. I identify the last four digits of your cell, actually your location, and you can chat with Dr. Larissa D. Smith. And we talk about love must be transparent. We also want you to check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're also available if you want to email us. You can email us at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. You can also tweet the show at Theta Phi Sigma_10 and Larissa D. Smith 15. We're being broadcast live on four different devices, actually five. What's that say to when we talk about our radio board? You can check us on, again, on Facebook. You can check us facebook.com/drldiaborg. Also on Instagram, we have two channels that are working. And we want you to be our followers. We have to make adjustments previous. Someone had hacked the account, and they were sending out things, various things that was inappropriate to individuals. So we changed our name in regards to our Instagram. We're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Theta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. They call themselves, they are leaders and not followers. The most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and they're known as the Z-Squad, Greenville 1981. That's their Instagram. Go check them out. Type in Z Squad Greenville. And you should populate and you can be a follower as well. We want you to. We want to build our active followers up. Also, we're on President Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Now, if you was on President Dr. Larissa D. Smith, they changed it with hacked. So now, just want you to put the dot behind President. So you have President Dr. Larissa D. Smith. Thomas is really excited that we're really excited to be on Tumblr. That is at Dr. Lowe Smith dash blog. Then on TikTok. And on TikTok Live, we are at Dr. L. DiAlberto Smith. So we have all these devices in place so you can be a part of. Like I said, we have an awesome format for us tonight, and we want to focus on, we want you to remind you and let you keep in mind, WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, we're the first to offer this kind of platform, and we also have listeners and watchers in 41 countries. The edition last week was Denmark, so thank you for all the listeners in Denmark. And we're truly excited because we like to give away things. We like to give away prizes. We like to wrap off through a means of transaction. Those transaction means are Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle at Lorenza. Send everything to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We're also asking you to support what we're trying to do. We got an endeavor that's before we have sponsorship to come in step, but we want you to support. We first of all, we want you, if you're on one of the broadcasts, especially social media, we want you to put as many likes as you can on there. We want you to hit the star button. We want you to hit the heart button. We want you to continue in everything to show us your support. But besides that, if you want to make a monetary donation to what we're trying to do here, you can send it to Cash App, Lorenza D. Smith, and we will get it, make sure we give back to you. And our giveaway, we give away hotel stays, varies from 3 nights to 5 nights. And our days are normally 4 days and 6 days. We're from the East Coast, which is Atlanta. We're giving about 6 or 7 trips to Orlando, take you over to Hawaii. From Hawaii, you come over to L.A., and you can move to Vegas, and you can move forward to the great Grand Canyon National Park, come down to New Orleans, up to Nashville. Then also, we'll take you out of the country. We'll take you to Mexico. We'll pay for the hotel stay. You'll take care of your means of getting that. And you can go to Cancun, Mexico, and we got 2 other sites we're working on. And also internationally, we'll be raffling off for Thanksgiving and Christmas. 5-night, 6-day trip to Paris, France. 5-night, 6-day trip to Dubai. And a 5-night, 6-day trip to Bali. So check us out. We want you to be part of it. And also by sending your means of transaction, we do give back. We have what we call our love offering. We'll send you a love offering when you send your name in. Now, we have a lot to get. A lot of people requesting to send them this, but not sending their name along with a means of transaction. We want to be able to help you, but we also want you to understand that we need documentation. Send your name in with a means of transaction so we can keep records for ourselves. Not just sending out. We want to help everybody, but if sometimes we can't, we definitely have to go through this process. So make sure you're a major part of this. Now, as we talk about the Love Cafe, it's broken here. The L, the O, the B, the E. It's the Real Love Talk Show. This is our brand that soothes your love appetite. And it's important that you keep in mind that when we're talking about soothing your appetite, we take, for example, a title tonight, Love Must Be Transparent. If you're not transparent, you're not going to be able to be successful. You're not going to be able to give the love and receive the love. Love, when I tell you I love you, that's a gift. I want you to do the same thing by telling me you love me. That way, I mean, you, I can reciprocate. You can reciprocate. We can do it with each other. Then we can be very Love Cafe, this acronym. We have a menu. The menu includes, and it's so important that you pay attention, the appetizer and starter, which is your lust. Think about it. You've been lusting behind someone. Think about lusting behind someone. The entree at the menu, or on the menu, it could be whatever you desire to eat, which would be the attraction. The dessert is the attachment. Someone say, oh, give me something sweet. They say, you want some dessert? What you want? Sweet. That's your attachment after the lust, after the attraction. Then you have the attachment. Then on top of that, you have a beverage. That's one of the first things. What can I get you to drink? That beverage is more of a wake me, wake you up for your meal, and also bring that meal to a conclusion as well. M for Love in the Love Cafe. It's LVOVVE. We want to share with you each one of those alphabets in the love of the cafe. First of all, the L is listening. You must be an active listener if you want to be transparent. You must be loyal to your mate, your spouse. You must be able to love and know what love is and what love does. On top of that, you have to be able to allow yourself to experience laughter. Laughter is so important. It's good for the soul. Likeability. Are you likable? Are you able to get along with people? Lovable. How lovable are you? Truly, you need to think about those things in the area of the L in the Love Cafe. It all equals up to love. All of these things. You're likable enough for me to love you. You're lovable. You have laughter. You're loyal. You're an active listener. Now, the O in acronym of love is overcoming challenges. It's really important that we be overcoming the daily challenges we deal with, being observant of things around you, and even the person you have an interest in, and even your mate and your spouse. Be observant of what's going on, open-minded. You have to have a clear mind so you can function. I was sharing that as I was over on the campus working with some students to get them submit their portfolio, which is what we have to do for certification in the state, in various states, by 8, 9, 10 states. And on this campus, it's gotten to the point where I didn't have an open mind because I have read so many portfolios and trying to give each and every one of the benefit of the doubt. But being in line to whatever the rubric requires you to score that. Next thing is oneness. See, it's all about becoming one. If you're not capable of being oneness with someone else, I didn't say just an individual. You don't have oneness when you come together with someone. Come with someone to share life with. Come together with somebody that you want to invest in, and they should be able to invest in you as well. The next thing is open-heartedness. Do you have an open heart? Are you willing to give? That means be vulnerable enough to give your heart and your soul. The next O is overjoyed. One of the things that our Lord and Savior is so excited when they see his children, his people, is that they got joy in your life. And you're overjoyed because you have the opportunity to experience joy and take it to the next level. Overlooking faults. We all have faults. No one are exceptions to it. We may have our individuality, but we also have our faults as well. That we can't look down on someone else and say, I don't want to be with that person because they have a fault. When you have a fault, just overlook faults. The V in the love acronym is value. What is your value? What kind of values and standards do you have? You want to be in a relationship and you don't have any values. You don't have any standards. The next thing is vulnerable. See, to be in love and open your heart and your soul up to someone, you have to get yourself and allow yourself to be vulnerable, to receive love that's available. That old saying, I always say, love is what love does. Love is allowing you to be vulnerable. Yes, we have built up walls, we trigger by certain things, we allow ourselves to heal through the various troubles in our life. We have a tendency to allow ourselves to be vulnerable and experience true love. The next thing is vision. Do you have vision? You as the male in that relationship, the man in that relationship, a grown man in a relationship, have vision. Boys don't have vision. Grown males don't have vision, but grown men have vision because God has entrusted in that individual the plan that allowed him to see visions and see the what's ahead and what could happen. The next thing is validation. How do you validate yourself? How do you validate others? It's important that you understand validation is a major part of love. You have to be validated. Viability. How viable are you? To the room, people already know who you are and whom you are. The next thing is vibrant. How excited you can get. You're vibrant. You won't let go. You push. You keep it up on a high level. You got laughter. You truly, truly got peace and you got love. The next thing is vigorous. How vigorous are you? Are you willing to work hard to make sure you meet that goal you need to meet? You have to give all you have to make sure you're successful. So how vigorous are you? The next is virtue. Are you a virtual man or a virtual woman? You need to experience that ability or have that understanding of what virtualism is, where you can be virtual and you can be seen in that way. You have to have good character. See, one of the biggest problems is their character is short. They're not able to be experiencing virtualness because you know what's going on. They lack the character's abilities and the characters and the traits to be a virtual man or woman. The next alphabet is E. See, the E is so important because it combinates love and putting all the L, put the L, the O, the V, and the E. The E is everything. You're going to give everything. You cannot come into a relationship and come into a marriage and talk about 50-50. See, that's 50% in and 50% out. So where are you going to put the other 50% if you're not going to put it all in here to make 100? See, love and experiencing love is all about giving 100% to the maximum of your capability. You're giving everything, everlasting. And I want to step back to everything. If you're not able to give everything, you have some walls that you have built up. You have some conditions. You want to love conditionally. Love is not about condition. It's unconditional. The next thing we have, again, is everlasting. If you put everything in, you make sure you meet the love, the L, the O, the V, and you give everything. It will be everlasting. You have to be intentional about life. You have to be intentional about how you want to be successful. So truly, you have to put that in your mind that I'm going to be intentional because you know what? I want this to last forever. It's known as the everlasting. And too many times, people are not willing to put the work in. They want it to come easy. It don't come easy. It never will. It never should. Never be so easy that you can experience the positive things that go along with that success that comes about. And truly, we want you to understand that. We want you to understand that when you give it all and everything, you can experience in life excitement, easy going. You can experience being elegant. You can experience empathy, empathetic intenting. See, that's a different word. Empathetic intenting. You have empathy and you enchant others with it. And also empathy endearing. See, be endearing about what life is all about. All this add up. That L-O-V-E is all about empowerment. You all want to be empowered when you're in your relationship. You want to give all you can give to make sure you're successful. So that's the Love Cafe. That's the acronym of love and the thing that we want to share with you. See, when it adds up to empowerment, love allows you to be patient. Love allows you to be caring. Love allows you to be a humble man or woman. It allows you to experience intimacy. It allows you to be unconditional. It gives you the ability to commit. See, commitment is a challenge for many, but not for all. Dedication. You're going to give all because you have nothing to hold you back. You're not worried about failing because if you have a plan prepared in the P form of a preparation, a plan, and purpose, you can experience truly, truly unconditional love. You can experience commitment. You can experience dedication. Stage and traction stage, we are consistent about calling. We're consistent about texting. We're consistent about sending notes. We're consistent about being there. But then as time moves on, you decide to back off, and that's when your performance falls short. We are always talking about, when we're talking about love, we're talking about support. See, if the individual can't support you, they can't love you. A person that only encourages you can't love you. A person that's not able to compromise, because that's what love is all about, they can't love you. A unique and a passionate bond comes about when you're in love. That's the empowerment that you're given. Then you have deep affection. People don't realize that's so important. You shouldn't have to ask people for deep affection when they're operating from their heart and their soul. They don't have a reason, no boundary to stop them to give, be vulnerable enough to give. But when they lack the ability and lack the don't or the don't want to, it leaves them with the ability not to be affectionate. Affection is important to a marriage. In fact, affection is good. It's important to a relationship. And when you put deep in front of it, that means you got to go way beyond normalcy. Meaning you got to step out and step up. The next thing is selfless. You know, that is selfish. If you're selfish, it's fine. Be by yourself. Go buy your pet and enjoy the rest of your life. You're not going to be able to love a human because you're so selfish. You want everything your way. We all like to have it our way, but we can't be selfless and love others. Damaging emotionally and damaging, when you're talking about abuse, is emotional abuse. And see, that's something that's identified with each certain gender. Because sometimes physical always identified with a male, but emotional is identified with a female. They can emotionally abuse you. The words that come out of your mouth is like the strike of a sword on something. So keep that in mind. I want to give a shout out to our sponsor. Besides that, we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line. By identifying the last four digits of your cell, ask for your location, then we'll have a chance to chat and talk about love must be transparent. We're going to get into the format in a minute, and we're going to talk about the transparency, how important love is and how important and recognize it being transparent. We're going to shout out one of our sponsors, Soap Gems by Jackson.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Angel. type it in and you can connect with her DM, however you want to do it, and see what the perfume and soap scents they have is best in South Central Alabama as well as Georgia. Check them out. It's good to be able to have them sponsor here. Let's move forward with letting you know that if you're not a follower on this social media site, we ask you to try to go and find this social media site and be a follower. If you're not on TikTok or you want to get on TikTok, we are live on TikTok, and you can go to, well, I had to get it out, at Dr. L. DeAlberto Smith. If you are on Instagram, we have two channels. We want you to follow on both of them, or one or the other. You have Zetas. We have Z Squad Greenville 1981, members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. President Dr. Loretta D. Smith is another Instagram site that you can become a follower. We want to build up our followers, so we have a large number of individuals checking it out. We still want you to hit those hard, or you want to hit the like button. You need it. If you want to offer support for what we're trying to do to WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. Here you can go to Cash App, $ Lorenza D. Smith. Send us a support, whatever you want to do. It varies, but we need to get our likes up. We need to get your likes up now, because we need to have those likes. So make sure you join us and make sure you check and push those like buttons in the heart button. Thank you so much. All right, let's look at our real talk. This is exactly that applies to. These are the format of the topics that applies to our title, Love is Transparent. We're going to start off, what does it mean to be transparent in love? See, one of the biggest things about people, they don't understand their relationships. You have to understand what relationships are and what they do. What do they provide you? See, it provides an opportunity for transparency. And transparency is in a relationship revolves around two things, open and honest communication. That's transparency. You got to be open. You have to be honest. It also involves proactive disclosing information with the partner. So you got to be proactive. You can't say and leave out certain parts by omission. You become a liar by omission. So what you want to make sure is you disclose the information to your partner by sharing your thoughts and feelings in an unfiltered, honest way. That's transparency. That's what it means in relationship, transparency, and love. And by being transparent, you can build trust because you have open and honest communication. Also, each other on a deeper level. I will repeat that. If you're transparent, which can build trust, open communication, deal with honesty, deal with truly an opportunity to disclose information. It'll allow you to get to know your partner or your significant other or your spouse on a deeper level. And that's truly what it means when we talk about to be transparent in love. It is important that you move forth and kind of understand that. The next topic that we thought was so important is how important. We just said we want you to understand the meaning of it and how important it is, but let's talk about how it is important transparency, how the importance of transparency in a relationship. See, one of the most important things we have to understand, there are some benefits for being transparent in a relationship. And one of the benefits is to help you build trust and honesty. See, transparency goes well beyond revealing your data to another person. Now, when we say reveal data, that means revealing information about yourself, disclosing information so that person can really truly understand your thoughts and you can share your thoughts with them. So what you want to make sure you do is that the more you share with that individual, whether it's good or bad, your feelings, so your feelings have an opportunity to truly to develop. The thing about emotions coming all form. See, when you have the feeling, the emotion of the feeling of emotion, then you have a tendency to open up when you're on the right frame of mind. A lot of people struggle with love if you allow yourself to open up to be vulnerable. See, by being transparent, is in a relationship or in love, is important for building again trust. Also, cultivating acceptance. Cultivating acceptance along with non-judgmental behavior and understanding. Truly, you have to put yourself in that position so you won't be judgmental. A lot of people fall into that trap, being judgmental. You don't want to be that. You want to be able to accept the individual, how they are, and make sure that you share the important ability that you all have that connects y'all with your inner self. See, being transparent also reduces the potential and the opportunity for miscommunication, especially in a romantic relationship or any relationship. See, also transparency also strengthens the bond between partners and help them grow together. See, transparency is crucial to the success of a healthy relationship. Are you transparent? Ask yourself. If you're not, you fall in the category of the lack of transparency. See, the lack of transparency causes miscommunication and conflict, which could be avoided. So you can avoid miscommunication and conflict by day. As he said, not built overnight, which is why fostering a transparent relationship is so important. So it's important to put yourself in a position where you can trust yourself so you can trust others. It's important that we do that. See, we have to understand, instead of waiting for your partner to act, you should respond to the point where they feel like you're straightforward and forthcoming. See, when you're waiting on your partner, when you're trying to build that trust to ask you something without telling them, that tells you to think about what you need to feel comfortable to open up voluntarily when you're sitting around there. See, you ought to be able to share. See, when you volunteer information, it allows your relationship to be build a deep insight with yourself. You lose with yourself. And one way to start building a deep insight about yourself or within yourself is to start the conversation with your partner, asking them to let's be open. Can you be open? Can we set aside time and talk? Don't we need to address some things? Don't we need to share some things? See, sometimes transparency comes down to finding a word, of finding a hurt, finding words in the moment of shame that may lead you to kind of bury things inside to avoid conflict. Inside that time to talk about it. It allows you to start up conversations, which would establish a healthy relationship. The ultimate goal is to have a healthy relationship that includes boundaries and transparency. to you as you continue to grow or decide to get deeper into the relationship. You can't afford to dumb it down on your information. You have to give the information to your partner. With your partner. Because if you don't do it and you try to do it all at one time, it becomes overwhelming to them. It comes to the point where it becomes negative to them. So you have a negative effect. We'll give a shout out to our sponsor, TriStat LLC, a consulting firm to meet your needs. They are the organization, if you call and you contract with them, they will work with you to administer a grant that you've already been awarded so you can put your final analysis together to present to the grantors. So you have to make sure you have someone know what they're doing. Call Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438, and he and his team can work with you. Just get that paperwork in order so you can submit to the grantor so in the future you will be awarded. So give them a call at TriStat LLC, and that number again is 334-320-5438. Our next topic that's so important, and we want to share this with you, if you give us a call, you can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get your line identified. Last 4 digits of the cell, ask your location, chat with Dr. Lindsey Smith on love must be transparent. Love must come from the heart and the soul. Love is not something you wear on your sleeve. It's not something you wear as armor. It's not as a hat. Love is from an inner self. You can't see love. Love is for you to experience. You are to experience love. You can't see it. Our next topic is why is transparency so important? Transparency is so important. Give a shout out to many individuals. So we have Gloria Brown, 8168. John, thank you, Gloria Brown. Then we have Ms. Bush, EBS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. That's what I was saying, the chapter out of the great state of Georgia, also my wife, Jonas Baker, human student, Tetzima, B-Lay-35-6. We have Poseidon's done. You have the Silver Fox, G-2022. Stephen 1968 with the number 1. You also have Bazoo, thank you so much. And we have Vaca in Goki, thank you so much. And on TikTok, we have Minnie, Mario, thank you. I'm looking at it. Mario, thank you for joining us. I want to give a shout out to those individuals. Then we have Samantha joining us. We have several others joining us. Thank you so much. And obviously, it kind of blurred out, but we'll make sure we get called out all those shout outs. Why is transparency so important? Transparency helps build strong relationships. That's why it's so important. Relationship might be a family relationship. Relationship might be a friendship. Relationship might be a romantic relationship. A relationship may be a personal relationship. This may be a work relationship. This may be a church relationship. This may be an organization relationship. You want to build that relationship because you want to be transparent. So transparency helps build a strong relationship with your friends, your customers, your own business, with the employees, your cohorts, your co-workers. See, you have to put yourself in a position. You want a job, you want to build a relationship that is strong through transparency, because what it allows you to do, if you're a supervisor, your employee will have more confidence. If you're a cohort, the group, those individuals in the group have more confidence in the leadership. along with the decision-making process. So it's important that we make sure we understand transparency helps build strong, sustainable relationships. And we all want to be in that, whether it's romantic, a marriage, whatever it may be, in a formal relationship, and especially in a personal relationship. You want it to be transparent from top to bottom. Truly, that's what you're asking for. We want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, and we have to continue to make sure we stay on task of we're about 18 minutes, and we want to make sure we accomplish our awesome feat today, and we will. We just want to be able to let our sponsors be heard. So we want to play our sponsors. I must be passing by. We have L&T Starworth LLC. It's L&T Starworth Lawn Service LLC. Give a shout out to Mr. Anthony Starworth.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Here we go. We're gonna spread it around.
Hard work. When we talk about with Brian here, we're in our 6th year. We're so excited because on September 27th of this year was our 6th year anniversary. Going into number 7, so we're excited about going into 7. Truly it's a blessing. September 27th will be our anniversary, our work anniversary, our start of our business. So we're glad that God blessed us with the vision to be able to do it. The next topic that we want to focus on, why do we need to be transparent? See, transparency, again, falls to trust and open communication. We said this in a combination of topics before. But the most important thing when you keep it running at the end goes, they lack the ability to be open with you. And if you're not transparent, you cannot strengthen your relationship or help nurture the environment of collaboration. Let's remember, transparency is truly focused on trust, fostering, open, and nurturing an environment which is of collaboration. Exactly what it is. So truly keep in mind, that's why we need transparency. Transparency is one of the world's most important values today in our world. Transparency. So everyone is trying to sell a certain image. Always talking about what's my image. So you're trying, but you're not transparent enough. Are they trying to appear as if they are, or they have everything figured out? A person that put on a face, a smile sometimes, put on certain things, and they put on air that they got it together, a lot of times it's hurting inside. And that hurt will come out. It'll come out when you trigger them, or when they're being tricked. They're not being transparent. See, they don't understand that in a world where we care more about pleasing others. See, that's why the word, we have a show called A No. Why can't I say no? It's because we're always trying to please others. See, we to the point where we're pleased out. Every time you look around, you're trying to please others. But you affect your ability to be firm is that you have. You can't please everybody. It's impossible. In fact, when you're trying to please everybody, it gives you a reason to the point where you have to deal with things like so I can live like, you don't say live like the Joneses, but what's happening is you're trying to live like the Joneses. You're trying to buy that six-bedroom home when there's only two of you. You're trying to buy this certain vehicle so you can be, people can, oh, look at that nice car, so-and-so guy. You're trying to please others. Now when people don't seem to be pleased, you got to do more and more. Now you get stressed out, you get excited, you overextend yourself financially. Then you end up back in the hole that you've been trying to climb out. See, if you want to be transparent with people, you need to make sure you're able to communicate. You have to really put your best foot forward, and that's sharing what you need to share. See, being transparent in life and in relationship means for everyone, if not, I'll say for me, living in an authentic life. Let's talk about this. Do you live in an authentic, genuine life? Are you straightforward? Are you able to able to foster trust, have open communication? Are you in strong relationships? Are you authentic? You're straightforward. You know, are you wearing a mask? I give a shout out to Minister Denise Stephanie out of the great state of California, Berkeley, California. Her ministry is behind the mask. Are you behind the mask? Are you're hiding genuinely who you are? But when you're transparent, it you can live an authentic life, and it's reflected in the guiding principles that you have. Do you have principles? What you able to live by? Do you have principles? Are you about pleasing others? Turns the most important value today in a world where everyone is trying to sell a certain. Be straightforward. Be authentic. Be transparent. We'll give a shout out to our next sponsor, but we want you to give us a call or type in your comments on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Tumblr, as well as being able to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get your line identified last for the actual location, and you can chat with Dr. Lewis D. Smith. On Instagram, you have two channels. That's Zeta Squad, Z-Squad, Greenwood, 1981, Z-Squad, Greenwood, 1981, President Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith. TikTok, you have at Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith. At Dr. L.B. Alberto Smith as well. Then also on Tumblr, you have at Dr. Lowe Smith dash blog. Check us out. Thank you so much, Joy May 577, for joining us. Thank you for being a part of it. We truly. Now, what we need you to do is hit the like button. Let me know you like what we're doing. Let me know. Everybody should let me know what their thoughts about the likes of what we're trying to do here. We're trying to be interactive and share some things with you. As we move forth in our next topic, we want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, and it's truly a great opportunity to have this sponsor on here. I like good food. I don't know about you. Truly, I want the best food. So I want you to listen to one of our sponsors as they talk about what they're doing at their site. This sponsor is Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgiana, Alabama. Give a shout out to Mary Ruth Restaurant and what they're doing.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth Restaurant.
located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama. Great food in a family-friendly environment. Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers, Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays. Barbecue Saturdays. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Give a shout-out to Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama. 261 Highway 106 West in Georgiana, Alabama. Give them a shout-out. Give a call if you want to call ahead. The co-owners are member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have Brother Marvin Lala Smith and his wife, Sarah, Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. Give them a call. The number is 334-549-0950. We give a shout out to Deborah E. Hutchinson. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We also have Jordan Intrepid Renegade. We have LDS78, along with Curious Coop, Coop 121, would be Curious Coop 21. And you have Yar Tanga joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of it. We have several on on TikTok that's joining us. Thank you for taking time as well. It's truly been awesome. I tell you, God has blessed us. We are down about 6 or 7 minutes. And the last thing I want to talk with you about is so important, and it's talking about what are some of the benefits of transparency in relationships and how it applies to love. See, as we said earlier, transparency in a relationship and love helps you build trust. Honesty. See, transparency goes beyond revealing your data to another person. It's more about sharing both the good and the bad in regards to your feelings, which is an emotion, in regards to your thoughts with the person you love. You need to know what love is and what love does. What does love mean to you? Transparency has to be somewhere close by. There are some strategies you can use to help you and will benefit you in a relationship and in love. Introspect through meditation will be the first step to help you. It's all about some deep self-reflection. It's going to help you. Establish healthy communication. And how this step works is that you got to be transparent in your relationship and efforts to create a clear communication channel. Create time for talk, hesitating or hesitation, no doubts, no reconsideration, no overthinking. Be vulnerable to love. And be in love and operate in this cafe, which is a love cafe. It's a real relationship. It's our real love talk show. That soothes your appetite. If you want to be in love, you can't doubt it. You have to be vulnerable. Vulnerability in a relationship is the ability to open up your thoughts, feeling your partner deeper. Feeling your partner. Despite your self-preservation. Your selfishness have to go to the side. Understanding that your partner have challenges as well. You should want to be there for your partner. To achieve in a relationship, you must be willing to let your guard down. See, if you've been through or developed poor relationship skills from relationship 10, 15, 5 years ago, until you let your guard down, until you address those issues, until you address trauma, you will not be available to be transparent in a relationship. You have to let your guard down. And the last one, share information freely. That's the information. See, honesty, and when you're talking about being successful, you got to be honest. You have to be able to be trustworthy. See, honesty and trust are not built in a day. You have to work. If you open the door to go through the menu of love in the love cafe, which is the lust, the attraction, the attachment, you have to allow yourself to put yourself in a point that will awaken your whole body. See, love is an inner self. Love is an inner self thing. It's from your heart and your soul. See, it's hard to say, I love you, and you're playing minimum games with people. Be honest. You're not transparent. So this is all about giving so you can receive. See, I tell you I love you because truly that's how I feel. I'm telling you I love you because this is a gift I'm giving to you. I want you to receive it and reciprocate it back to me. Don't be calling me and want to be at me and talk with me when you want something from me. Be able to give me love. Be able to be supported. Be encouraging. Be able to be trusted. That's what it's all about when we talk about love must be transparent. It's been awesome coming for you tonight because we're going to share some things I think are so important and it's helped you to perform at the highest level that you want to be in relationship. As we get closer, I want to tell you I love you. Here I go. I'm telling you I love you. And it's coming from my heart. And it's truly something God has blessed me to be able to do. To each and every one of y'all, get the likes up. I need to get the likes. I need you to click the likes. So when I look at it, I see the like and the heart. If you're on Facebook, all you got to do is type in the comments, I like it. However you can say you can like it, we truly want you to do that because it's been awesome sharing love must be transparent. As we get ready to close, hashtag responsible. We want you to be responsible for what God has blessed you with. He has blessed you with so many opportunities. He has blessed you to the point that you ought to be thankful and be willing and able to be transparent. As we get ready to close out, our next show won't be till next week. Truly, I want us to be blessed. Truly, I want you to put your trust in our Lord and Savior. He can make a way for you when there's no way. Transparency allows you to make a way because transparency helps build trust, honesty, open communication. And let you enjoy the menu, the appetizer, which is lust, the entree, which is attraction, the dessert is attachment, the beverage is awakening. That's the Love Cafe menu, and it is truly the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. Have an awesome weekend. If you're traveling up to Birmingham, be safe for the Magic City Classic. If you're in Alabama or wherever you're coming from and you know about that McDonald's Magic City Classic, we Saturday at 2:30 at Legion Field between Alabama A&M University, ranked number 6 in the HBCU poll, taking on Alabama State, who's ranked number 11. Whoever wins this, we're brought into second place in the Eastern Conference. So have an awesome rest of the night. Have an awesome Friday, awesome weekend. We'll talk on you. We'll come back on probably Tuesday which we have a schedule, but I was trying to get a guest to come in. May not be able to get them in, but we're going to work on getting someone in. We're going to have a plan to have an awesome show. If we have it on Monday, it'll be Talking Real to You prime time. It'll be 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As we close out, we got to be willing and able. I want to play this. We don't want the rights to the song, but want to play something letting you know you got to be willing and able if you want to be transparent.
And put a meal on the table. Don't see nobody fool, 'cause I ain't raised you like that. Things wrong, you think I'm wrong like that. 'Cause if you ain't willing to be a man that's able, the phone is on blow, and put a meal on the table. Willing.